Restoring My Soul, Tuesday the 15th of July, The Conviction of Sin and Righteousness. Explaining the work of the Holy Spirit, Jesus said, "And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they do not believe in me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged." When we are being convicted of sin, the Spirit is bringing to our attention our fleshly desire to define the expression of our identity and works. We do this because we are unbelieving. We do not believe that Jesus has fulfilled the works that belong to our sonship and that he is to be the substance of our life as a son of God. Unless we receive the conviction of sin, we will believe the lie that our own way is true and leads to life. Instead of living as a son of God, we will live as a son of disobedience and remain under condemnation. Through the conviction of righteousness, the Spirit is illuminating to us the pathway of salvation that Jesus pioneered for our regeneration and renewing as a son of God. Following his resurrection from the dead and manifestation as the first man made in the image and likeness of God, Christ, our great high priest, ascended into heaven and sat down at the right hand of the Father. He now priests to us a daily participation in his offering and sufferings, so that as we walk in obedience to his word, we can be progressively made like him. The Holy Spirit desires to lead us on this path and to enable our obedience to the word of the Son so that our spirit can be regenerated and we can progressively mature as a son of God. The references used in today's devotions are John chapter 16 verses 8 to 11, 1 John chapter 5 verses 11 to 13, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 11, Ephesians chapter 2 verse 2, Hebrews chapter 10 verse 12, and Hebrews chapter 5 verses 8 and 9. For further study, John chapter 16.